Happy Halloween, Earthlings. Thank you for tuning in on this spooky night. It is Halloween in Australia, and I hope that whatever you're doing, wherever you are in the world, I hope you're safe, I hope you're happy, and I hope that you're celebrating something, anything. Just pick something to celebrate. all my love from Australia. I've lost my voice a little bit. I'm totally fine. It's annoying more than anything else. If you want to, shoot me an email. I'll put my email in the description box to let me know what you're doing this Halloween. I was going to watch a couple of spooky movies before I went to bed, and I thought, you know what I really want to do this Halloween? I want to talk to you guys. I want to talk to my listeners, my fam, and spirit. Bring through messages for you. You know, rather than watching the same movies over and over again, I've got literally no problem doing that, but it just didn't feel as satisfying as recording this podcast. So I hope you get all your favorite lollies, as we say in Australia, or candy. Believe it or not, we have a new addition to the family, and it is a beautiful black cat called Stormy. We it was very unexpected, but we adopted Stormy, and he is just the most beautiful cat. So I'm sitting here, Halloween night, I've got my candles lit, I got my cat far away from the candles. He was very curious about the microphone as I started recording. He gave it a good smell. And for the first time ever, he's just curled up on the corner of the bench, right next to where the desk, right where I am. And it's almost like he knew we were going to be recording tonight. So I'm hoping I can fit a reading straight after this for you guys. But first, briefly, I was guided to talk about the veil and what it is in my eyes from my experiences being a medium. The truth as I see it, everyone's got their own truth. 2:22 on the clock there. But, you know, you're entitled to your beliefs. You keep them, you believe whatever you want to believe. If you're 50 years old and still believe in Santa, I think that's freaking awesome, right? My truth, as I see it, as a medium, what I know about the veil, so I'm just going to spit it out. I do believe this to be true. This isn't something really that I feel is an opinion of mine. I feel like it's God's honest truth. For those of you who don't know what the veil means, some say on All Hallows Eve, on Halloween, that the veil is thinnest and spirit comes through easily then, and which enables all sorts of spooky things to come through. Look, I'm not going to dig into the lore, but this is just the gist of the way I understand it. There is so much great lore out there. I'm sure you'll find tons of it. I'm not opposed to the lore. I just, L-O-R-E, I should say. I just want to give it straight from the horse's mouth. or the black cat's mouth tonight. Some also say that Halloween and the thinning veil is actually not in October in Australia. I read once upon a time that it's actually in Easter time in April. So I don't know. All these beliefs are deeply rooted in historical knowledge, beliefs, practices, all this sort of stuff, cultures, whatever. It is very strongly believed in, and I think that's wonderful. But from a higher perspective, as in vibrational perspective, and talking to spirit all the time, what I have to say is, and hopefully enlighten some with the knowledge that there is no veil. It just doesn't exist. Spirit is always, always here and ready to talk to us. There's never a time where they're not. Every single spirit, I'm talking your ancestor all the way back, ancestors, there's a whole big line of them. Nobody is ever alone. And that sounds like a flight of fancy, but it's really, really not. So, even right down to Day of the Dead and celebrations like that, which I think out of some of the cultural celebrations or culturally significant days I've heard of, that one seems to be quite healing and hopeful and beautiful for them. But from where I sit as a psychic medium, I do not believe that you need to have a specific day to connect with and honor spirit. I think you can ask them frivolous and trivial things. You can ask them to help you choose which cereal to eat for breakfast. That sounds ridiculous. I know it does, but it's really not. They are here to help you. They want to help. I know there are many, many cultures where it is frowned upon to disturb your ancestors, or like bad things are going to happen if you mess around with spirit. It's simply not true. There's nothing harmful out there. If it's spirit, it can't be harmful. It's almost scientific that you know, their vibration is so high. It's loving. And when our vibration is loving, we connect the strongest with them. And so for them to be evil and scary or hurtful or judgmental, they just couldn't be who they are. They can't be both. They are pure love. So anything else, all this hauntings or... Oh my gosh. And I wanted to do another episode on this. Fake psychics in cemeteries, anything like that, anything that appears demonic, it's not spirit. So, knowing that, what is the point of the veil and Halloween? Well, spirit or source will never knock back a celebration. Never. Anything that brings people closer to their beliefs, to knowing who they really are, to knowing the truth, understanding themselves, source and spirit are all for it. So, and there need not be this ritual to connect with them. Just talk and they'll hear you. Or if you don't feel like talking, think it. It sounds outrageous, but it's not. Because when you think a thought or receive a thought, you're giving off energy. And of course they're energy, so they receive it really well. Don't be afraid to talk to them. Don't be afraid of spirit. In fact, I think... pardon me, guys. I think sometimes it's humans that are scarier. But this Halloween, it sounds ridiculous, but I do not want to scare you. I want to bring you hope and love and alignment and enlightenment and peace. And I want you to understand that you've never been alone, not a moment of your life. And you are very, very loved. So release a little bit, if this is your belief, that if you wish to, that there is a veil and you can only communicate with spirit in certain ways at certain times on certain days, and ask only certain things. There are zero requirements. They are just at your service. And not in a way where they're being used and abused. No, it's like they want to be there. They want to do that for you. And in a grander way, they really are just a conduit for the powers that be, to use a charmed term. Source, spirit, they're all just a conduit for the greater energy to work in your life. So open up to it. You know, there's anything scary. And these mediumship TV shows where they you see his spirit all bloody and scary. Oh, pardon me. You're really not going to see that. So when I do my true crime readings, you may think that it's terrifying and scary, sometimes the energy is harsh, but what I see doesn't scare me, because it's coming through a loving vibe and a loving energy. It's like someone who loves you, or you love, telling you a terrible story. It's like, oh, that's terrible, but I'm still feeling quite safe and loved around you. You know, we're all messages, so messengers. If you open up to spirit, and we all can, you're not likely to see anything scary standing in your hallway, because there's no way ever that spirit will try to scare you. They can be playful, they can be cheeky, they can be rude, not in a mean way, rude in like a very, very cheeky way. They're like a good joke. But I remember when I first started getting into all of this years ago, I used to sit on the bed and I close my eyes and go, I want to see you, but I don't want to see you. No, that's just the cat. And I was reassured by spirit. If I hadn't known what it was really like, I would have just chilled a little bit and opened up a bit sooner. But I really thought it was going to be like the TV shows where I was going to open my eyes and see someone standing next to the bed. And it would terrify me. But I mean, I've had instances where I've seen spirit out of the corner of my eye, where I've seen them in my mind, but they come to you in ways that you will happily perceive. So before I go on a bit long, happy Halloween, guys. If you have any questions, send them through. And all my love to you and yours. Good night.